It's great to be in his presence tonight. It's great to be in his presence every day, every moment. What a joy we had the last few days to be in God's presence. Yes. Amen. Let's continue in that spirit tonight as we approach his word with humility, with humbleness in our hearts, with openness, so that he continues to speak to us tonight. Amen. Brothers and sisters, welcome to the second portion of last week's message. How do you like that? Part two of last week's message, and it's so great that we were able to share in the responsibility of bringing God's word to you tonight. Last week, Brother Abel spoke to you about why can I trust the Bible? Why can I trust the Bible? And he spoke to you about the scientific reasons why the Bible is accurate. Also in the context of history, why the Bible is accurate. And my prayer tonight is that history becomes clear to us that it's his story. And that his story becomes your story. And that it becomes my story. And it's a almost banal question to ask in a church. Why can I trust the Bible? The first question that came to my mind when I received the assignment to preach on this tonight was, why would I preach about this in a Christian church? Right? But the reason is because we still lack trust in God. And we need to trust the Word of God. John chapter 5, verse 39 says, "You search the Scriptures because you believe they give you eternal life. But the Scriptures point to me." And the first thing that I want to talk to you about tonight, why can I trust the Bible? It is because the Word of God is thematically accurate. Now, what does that mean when you have when it's thematically accurate? Think about this book. And for so many years, we've treated it just like a book, right? With chapters, with page numbers, with titles, with themes. And although it is in this format, every book has a theme. Every book has a story. Whether it's a manual, whether you're reading a novel, whether you're reading a book on history, the thematics of that book have to match. And just the very fact that we have this book is a miracle within itself, is a miracle of thematics, I'll call it that way. How is that so? The Bible was written by 40 different people. It was written over 1,600 years. It took 1,600 years to write the Bible. It was written in three different continents. It was written in three different languages. It was written by people from all walks of life. It was written by prophets, by priests. It was written by princes, by kings. It was written by sailors. It was written by attorneys, even a doctor. It was written by people from all different walks of life. 1,600 years, 40 different authors, three different continents, three different languages, and the book wasn't even published until 1,000 years after they were all dead. And the miracle is that it tells the same story. It tells the same story. All Scripture points to me, says the Lord. The story is about Jesus from the beginning to the end. And that is the miracle of the Bible. Secondly, it was confirmed by Jesus. Jesus didn't come to overturn every scripture that came before him. He came to fulfill it. Jesus trusted in the rest of the Bible. Look at the way he talks about it. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will disappear from the law until everything is accomplished." Jesus came to confirm Scripture. Jesus came to fulfill Scripture. And Jesus believed in Scripture. Scripture has survived all attacks, all sorts of attacks. It has survived the wave of communism. Most of you here tonight can attest to that. In Romania, when it was a crime, when it was dangerous to carry a book like this, labeled Biblia. Vladimir Ilyich Lenin said, "The Bible is the most powerful weapon in the world, and we would not give our enemies weapons. Why would we let our people have Bibles?" See, it survived the most brutal attacks, and it still survives, and it still takes today the most brutal attacks. Most people want the Bible out. They want the Bible out of schools. They want the Bible out of the workplace. We are even afraid nowadays to bring the Bible into discussion, to bring the Bible with us where we go. Some of us hide it in our car somewhere where it can't be seen, or just take it and use it at home when nobody sees us. It's still surviving the most hearted attacks to erase it from the history, from the memory of this world. But the Bible is a source of music. The Bible is a source of architecture. It is a source of art. People have been inspired from the Bible to write laws, to write beautiful songs, to write beautiful poems. You take the Bible out of the culture, and you make culture irrelevant. Even so, people still live life like they don't need the Word of God, like they don't need Scripture. More importantly than anything, the Word of God is why trust the Bible? Trust the Bible because it has transformative power. The Bible has the power to change your life. How many lives were changed just after reading the Word of God? How many prisoners in prison read the Bible and changed their lives? It's a book that transforms lives. It is His story. It is the love letter of God that transforms your life upon reading it. I'd like you guys to think about something, and I want to make an illustration here tonight. Can everybody see what this is? It is a blank piece of paper. That's right. And tonight, for me, what this represents is my worst nightmare. As a writer, I'm often given assignments to write stories and characters and screenplays. And the blank piece of paper is my worst enemy. I sit in front of it for hours and hours and hours, thinking what's going to come. How am I going to begin? If any of you have ever had to deal with this, if any of you have ever had to write anything in your life, you'll know what I'm talking about. Whether you're writing for school, whether you're writing a story, whether you write for a living, this is your worst nightmare, a blank piece of paper. This is how I deal with it every time I'm faced with this blank piece of paper. I think about God. And I imagine Him sitting in front of a blank piece of paper. And He's saying, "How am I going to begin this story? Where is it going to be set? Who is the main character in this story?" And the first thing that comes to God is a name. And He writes down the name and He says, the character's name will be Daniel. The character's name will be Gabriela. The character's name will be Anka. The character's name will be Dorina. The character's name will be Mihai. He's going to be born in Romania. It's going to be set in Transylvania. It's going to begin in Cluj, somewhere in a forest. And then from there, it's going to go somewhere in New York, and he's going to travel, and he's going to come here, and he's going to go to California, and he'll go to different places. How beautiful it is that God knows your name. The transformative power of the gospel, the blank page that God writes every day to fulfill his word in you, how beautiful it is. Let me ask you something tonight. Have you ever had God call out your name? Have you ever had God call out your name? You come to this church and you sit in your pew and you think nobody knows my story. Nobody knows where I've been. Nobody knows what week I've had. Nobody knows my life. And you sit in your pew and you bury your face in your palms and you pray. And you come last night and God shouts out, Viore. And God shouts out, Gabriela. And God shouts out your name. How beautiful it is that God knows your name. He's writing your story every day. He's writing in the book of life. And when you get to heaven, and here's the thing that I don't understand about atheists. I talk to them all the time. And my rebuttal for atheists is always this. How sad it is for you guys that you don't believe in God, that something great happens in your life, and you have nobody to turn to thank. You don't know how it happened. It wasn't your friends. It wasn't your... You have no idea how it happened. A miracle happened in your life, and you don't know who to thank. I think that's the greatest sadness for an atheist, is not to have anybody to thank, is not to have any relationship. But the book that tells you that your life is not an accident, this book that tells you that there is hope, that there is forgiveness, that God knows your name, and that he's writing your story, and your story is his story. He's continuing it up to today. How wonderful it is that God is writing our story. How wonderful it is to believe in the transforming power of the gospel. It is not only thematically accurate. Over the ages, it was written in prisons. It was written in caves. It was written in the most oppressive regimes of this world, where people died for what they wrote. It was written in the desert at night. It was written in storms. It was written in captivity. And yet, it carries the same story. God loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. He loves you. He wants to write your story tonight. Will you allow him to write your story tonight? Or are you worried? Are you worried tonight that the Word of God is overdated? Are you worried tonight that the Word of God has lost its relevance? I want you to turn to the neighbor next to you and I want you to tell them, I'm not going to worry because he's writing my story. I'm not going to worry because he's writing my story. How wonderful it is for God to write your story. How wonderful it is for God to know your name and to know that every page, every day, every morning when you wake up, he has this page in front of him. And he's writing that day for you, if you'll just allow him. The problem with us is that we don't like that. We want to be in control. We want to know what happens. We all want to come to La Rugăciune. We want God to speak to us because we want God to reveal. What's going to happen, God? I don't know what's going to happen. I want to know what's going to happen tomorrow. I want to know what's going to happen next week. I want to know what's going to happen next year. I want to know because as human beings, it's natural and it's normal for us to be afraid of the future, to be afraid of what's coming because we are not trusting in God. But God is telling us, no matter what comes, no matter what storms, no matter how far you have to go, I am in control. I am in control. Why can you trust the Bible? Why should you trust the Bible? Because it's the word of God in your life. It's the authority of God in your life. Let God write your story. Don't be afraid of what's coming next. Also, don't try to write your own story. Don't take the pen away from God and begin writing your own story in your own way, in your own imagining. Most importantly, don't change your name. God has given you a beautiful name. He's written your name, La Golgotha. If you just sit for a second and imagine your Father, your God, writing your name with the blood of his hands. And when you get to heaven, he's going to open the book of stories. This story is written by God. And when God's going to open this book, he's just going to look and see, I wonder who wrote your story. He's going to see and look, Mihaela. He's going to look, Vasile, Liviu, Daniel. These are stories written by God. And you tonight are here because your story is being written by God. And because you can trust in him to be the author of your story. Because he carried everyone here to victory. And just like he carried everyone here to victory, he's going to carry you to victory. He's going to fulfill all the promises he made to you in your life. When are you going to start trusting in the author of your life? I ask you tonight to consider this in Jesus' name and to ask yourself the question, who will be the authority in my life? Who will be the authority in my life? Jesus said, if you continue in my word, John chapter 8, verse 31, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And the truth shall make you free. Brothers and sisters, tonight, what we need most of all is to be free. And let's let God release us of all of the fears that we have. Let God release us of all the anxiety that we have over our lives. And let's trust in him. He is the author of our life. Let his story become our story. Amen.